You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is snow? Well, snow is a form of precipitation, and that's just a fancy word for water in some form that falls from the sky to the ground. And gravity, of course, is what's causing that precipitation to fall. This precipitation can be in the form of rain, sleet, or snow. It's when water in the atmosphere, called vapor, condenses or changes from a gas to a liquid. And if that water droplet freezes or becomes solid, that's snow or ice. Snow occurs when there is a low pressure system. So if you're watching the news at night, the meteorologist shows a weather map with giant H's and L's covering the country. Those H's and L's stand for high pressure and low pressure. Low pressure systems produce cloudy or rainy or snowy days. The Earth's atmosphere is constantly in motion, with air masses moving across the ground or higher or lower in the atmosphere. And when an air mass is moving up higher in the atmosphere, that's called low pressure. It's called low pressure because as the air moves up or away from the Earth's surface, the pressure on the surface is lower or less. An easy way to remember it is LL, the letters, LL. Lower pressure, air lifts up, is less pressure. As the air moves up to higher altitudes where it's colder, water can condense or change from a gas to a liquid and then freeze. As more water molecules freeze, the particle gets heavier and it falls to the ground and can even stick with other ice particles. These clusters of ice or snowflakes can have many different shapes and sizes. An individual snowflake has six arms or sides. The arms might not be exactly even or the same size because as the snowflake forms and falls, there can be variations in temperature affecting how that snowflake is looking. And these variations mean that the arms could be slightly different lengths. You need a pretty strong microscope to be able to see the differences. However, those arms actually take up a lot of space, a lot of empty space. It's mostly air in between the arms of a snowflake. Here's an experiment that you can try at home to show that snow is a lot of air. Go outside on a cold, snowy day and scoop up a cup or a bucket of snow from outside, and then go ahead and stick a ruler in it to see how deep the snow is. Bring it inside and go ahead and let it melt. Once it's water, go ahead and measure it again, and you'll see that your container of snow actually had mostly air. Well, I've just learned a little bit about the science of snow. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.